One of the commanders of the two remaining tornado squadrons, Wing Commander James Heaps, took me up in a tornado to show me what it could do.
Malta, good evening. Marham 09, ready for departure.
Marham 09, clear for takeoff wind 24013.
Clear for takeoff, Marham 09.
Okay, 7 little kickers and arc flare lights, and another one on the right. You ready to go?
Yep.
Go.
Okay. Here we go.
We'll be above cloud for a little bit, but we'll see the ground again in a bit. Right, I'm going to move the wings now. Here we go, they're going to go back.
Wow. Okay, so what's happening, and this is a significant thing about the tornado, is it has those variable wings.
It was a technology that's had its time, really. An aircraft that was designed in the 60s and built in the 70s had swing wings, and this is one of the last ones that's still in service. Since then, they've designed more and more wings that can give the right performance at low and high speeds without needing to move.
And the point about moving them back is the plane will go faster.
Yes, that's right. So, fully forward for takeoff and landing and a slow speed turning performance, and back for high speed dashes.
So, how do people feel about the tornado? Does it feel a bit like a dinosaur?
In terms of the performance, yeah, we're a bit lumbering. You know, we struggle to get much above 25,000 feet altitude, whereas a typhoon will go up to 40,000 and beyond. But in terms of what it was designed to do, which is go a long way at a fairly high speed and deliver weapons very accurately, then.
But that's been striking in a way so far, is how much easier than I expected it to be.
So the trip up to now hasn't been radically different from anything you might fly in an Airbus. But as soon as we have been through Liverpool Airport, it's going to convert it into something a bit more military. Okay, there's Liverpool Airport, and we are now accelerating to fly away.
Okay.
300 knots now, we're turning right to point down the River Mersey.
We're banking quite sharply down the river.
Stupid.
Oh my God, look at this. We're almost touching the Mersey, and we are
flying.
Oh my God. Okay, that's not a great feeling.
That's
wow.
That's 2G.
Okay.
And now we're going to go around to the left.
That is a slightly nauseous feeling.
In control of yourself?
Yeah.
We'll take it up to 3G.
Whoa. Very nice feeling in my head. Whoa.
Obstruction.
That's the voice warning us.
Obstruction.
You're low.
Well, no, there are some electrical pylons ahead, which are sticking up on the ridge. So there go the pylons. We are now low. We're
literally just skipped over those pylons. Oh, my God.
Now we're down at 250 feet, which is what we normally train for low flying. And this is what Tornado was built to do.
But it is a fairly smooth ride.
Yep, and that makes it a good platform for delivering weapons, because the smoother it is, the more accurately they'll be delivered. So.
And the whole point of this is to avoid radar. James, what are you doing? Okay, I think I meant to be describing this, but I'm struggling a little bit. Because it's mainly in order to dust your body. Okay, whoa, that's like going over a very big humpback bridge.
Yep, and down we go. That's negative G, so that's actually harder to deal with than positive G. Because
the blood rushes to
your head, and there's nothing you can do to keep it down. You just have to tolerate it, and it's uncomfortable.
Okay, let's stay on the safe side of things, please.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are we upside down?
It's happy. There we go. And we're going to turn left quite hard now.
Jesus.
There's 2G coming on.
Oh my God, okay, that'll do.
Do you want to feel what the brakes feel like when we slow down?
No, no. Really?
I'm going to put the brakes on.
I think I could do without that.
Here we go, there's the brakes.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, we're just going to... What happens if... You can't do that. But we're going to land.
Oh.
James, I don't like this one at all.
Okay, brakes are going in.
Oh, God almighty. The point of being able to do this is not just because of the larks, because you can, but because this is what you would need to do to avoid...
Radar.
Yeah,
absolutely. So the radar can't see through the hills, so the lower you can get, the more protected you are from air defence radars. And it's a skill that might be needed if you ever go to war with an advanced nation. But it's not a skill that can be quickly learned, so you'll lose the skill forever. You should keep it alive with occasional practice. And the amount that we're doing is... reduced an awful lot over the years.
But also, presumably, if you've got a stealth fighter coming in with the Lightning, the F-35, you don't need to do this.
Oh, absolutely.
So, is this the last sort of we're going to see of this type of flying?
I wouldn't say that for sure, because it's a continual technological battle, isn't it? So, as we design aircraft that can't be seen by radar, then people will design other ways of seeing aircraft in this. but this one has done great service. It's still doing great service today. On the day it retires, in March 2019, it will go out at the top of its game.
Would you feel sad?
I will feel sad, but you have to look forwards. I'll carry on in my Air Force career, working to help people that fly their aircraft do even more extraordinary things with them.
Amazing experience. Thank you, James.
You're very welcome.